This is Earth and Sky on what constitutes a natural disaster and on who's most likely to suffer.
For example, a hurricane swirling in the Gulf of Mexico isn't a natural disaster.
It only becomes a disaster when it encounters a society. So when we talk about natural disasters, we're talking about the impact or the intersection of a natural force with a society. And the structure of that society has a good deal more to do with the outcome than the actual natural force.
That's Anthony Oliver Smith, a University of Florida anthropologist. Oliver Smith told Earth and Sky that the amount of destruction and suffering resulting from a natural event depends on where that event occurs. Whether it's a flood, earthquake, hurricane, or landslide, the world's poor suffer most.
You can have two earthquakes that are approximate in terms of their strength on the Richter scale, and they will produce very different outcomes in different societies.
He said that's because poor areas often have inadequately enforced building codes, overcrowding, and few escape routes. So, for example, the 2005 Pakistani earthquake killed some 87,000 people, but the 1994 Northridge earthquake of the same magnitude killed fewer than 100 people in a densely populated Los Angeles suburb.
For more, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.